This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. From choosing the right travel card to dodging hidden fees, Smart Travel helps your money go further, literally. They cover all things travel finance, like which travel cards are actually worth the annual fee and which just look shiny, how to plan group trips that don't bust your budget or your friendships, when to book peak season trips without paying peak season prices, and more. So travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Welcome to another weekly edition of the Quick Hits. My name is DeAndre Koch, and this is our more up-to-date news in the world of travel and points and miles. I'm going to keep this one extremely brief for multiple reasons. One, there's not a ton of major news that's come out since this time of recording. And two, just got back from four fantastic and extremely fun nights in Vegas for my bachelor party. Had a fantastic time. If you caught the stories on Instagram, so we did a lot of really cool things, not just the nights out, but we did a few things like the John Wick experience, had some personal training from a Navy SEAL, and with a friend of mine, Green Beret, who did some cool training with us as well. But in the world of points and miles, more interestingly enough, stayed at the Palazzo at the Venetian, which the Venetian, both properties are under the world of Hyatt now. I was able to stay as a globalist book through Hyatt, and one of my other great friends, he booked as a globalist, but he booked through American Express Final Intelligence Resorts. And what we're going to do is bring in a future episode out here where we talk about some of the pros and cons. So if you're considering a Vegas stay yourself, you kind of get a review of what that experience was like, both staying in the hotel on its own, but also some of the perks that came with being a globalist versus Amex Final Intelligence Resorts and the cost difference and which route you should go yourself. So stay tuned for all of that. In the world of points and miles, I think probably one of the biggest pieces of news to come out over the last week or so is that Southwest Airlines has finally assigned a live or a go-forward date for assigned seating, and that's going to be January 27th of next year onward. So if you look to buy a flight that's January 27th of 2026 or later, you will see that you will be able to select a seat, and you'll be able to see the fare pricing for those seat selections specifically. So if this is something that you've been wondering about when it's going to happen, that's going to be the case. We actually have an episode coming up here in the next couple of weeks with Brian Mullins, who's kind of like the guru of Southwest Airlines. At the time of recording that, they did not have the go live date in there, but now we all have it and know. So something to keep in mind for your planning, whether for yourself or your family, if this makes you more interested in Southwest or less interested in Southwest, just good to know January 27th is the date. And the last piece of news I'll talk about, and this is unfortunate and a bit annoying, I know, especially for people that are in our private Facebook group and in our chat, our Facebook group chat, I should say. And heads up, you don't have to be invited to the chat. If you are in the Facebook group in general, you have access. If you go to the Messenger, you should see the Boldly Go chat as an available chat to tap and join on your own without any sort of invite. And once you do, you'll be able to see the messages in the past and the whole conversation. But long story short, with Zill Money, so our last update, which was a couple weeks ago, was that they kind of capped out or they maxed out their transactions they could allow in the month of July. And they said that starting August 1st, that kind of a monthly balance or monthly amount that they can charge gets reset. And starting August 1st, you'll be eligible to run transactions again. Now, they did say that this is during their test phase. They did say back in my update in June 25th that they're still technically in an update period or test period, I should say. And they didn't get a definitive timeline on how long this test period is. And so they said that since the feature is currently under testing after the major update, they expect there to be a limit, but starting August 1st, you should be able to submit, you know, transactions again. Well, something told me to not wait till August 2nd. So I brought my new Sapphire Reserve business card with me, even though I knew I wasn't going to need it for my trip. I brought it with me for my trip specifically so that on August 1st, I made a calendar reminder to go ahead and run the payroll cycle that I needed to get done. And it went through with no problem. I said, okay, perfect. It's all back and good to go. Great. Well, people on August 2nd in the group chat said that they had just tried it, and unfortunately, it wasn't working. Once I got back home, I decided to try it myself again, and I got the same pop-up that basically it was showing when it was down for a few months that says, hey, we're upgrading our system. Stand by. We're trying to make it better than ever, basically. So I reached out to chat and support, and just so you guys know, I'm just a user like all of you. I don't specifically say I've endorsed them or an affiliate or brand of theirs or anything like that. More so, I've discovered their platform and have just told people about it and have endorsed that it has worked for me for well over a year and a half before the previous shutdown. And technically, it has worked intermittently since the shutdown. So just keep in mind, I don't work for Zelle Money at all. And I've really only used that aspect and some of the vendor payment aspects to them. I know some people have tried other features of theirs and really like it. Some people have tried other features of theirs and don't really like it, but just commenting specifically on the payroll side. So when I asked to support about what's going on, their response to me was, due to a major update implemented a few weeks ago, the program is currently still in the testing phase with a system-wide usage limit, which had already been reached. The team is actively evaluating the feature to ensure everything functions smoothly before the official release. So it seems like we're still technically in this beta or this test phase, so it's not officially launched. And they just said the feature is expected to go live shortly. Once it is live, you will be able to resume and submit transactions. I did ask how long the testing phase is for. And they basically just said, hey, we'll provide you with updates via email. As you know, there are several partner banks involved in this process, and we must wait for their policies to be revised and to meet compliance standards. We're making every effort to expedite the processing. So basically, a lot of hurry up and wait is what it seems like. I had actually planned to record a full update episode basically this week to go live within the next week or so, to talk through all the changes, talk about the platform again, kind of do a full refresher, my new strategy, my new approach, the cards that work and how they work, and the math behind it, and really a full breakdown episode. I am going to delay that now until this feature seems like it's back up and way more stable, and we're not having these transaction limits being reached. So I know there are people that are waiting to get some more in-depth research and answers. I have mentioned that I have found that the Amex Business Gold, as long as your charges are in the top two categories with Zelle Money, then it did code as 4X for me. So that's one of the biggest wins. And even technically better, I would say, than when I was running it through Chase and getting only 3X with the Chase Business Preferred card to get 4X with Amex, I think is absolutely huge. And again, we'll see. Hopefully they don't make any tweaks or changes. Hopefully it stays exactly as that going forward, but we'll keep you all posted. So that's everything, guys, for this week. Hope everyone has had a fantastic week, and we will catch you on the next episode. Take care.
Travel doesn't just happen when you get on a plane. I'm Pauline Frommer, and on the Frommer's Travel Show, we explore not just where to go, but how to bring travel into your everyday life through books, shows, and stories that shift your perspective, plus insights on smart destinations, timely trends, and interviews with the people shaping the way we explore. Find us at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or voyescape.com.